that's what we see a lot of small businesses do, is make the mistake of writing their about page only about themselves instead of how their business can actually help serve and help their ideal client. So while your staff member's favorite colors or like a super detailed origin story might be really important to you, your ideal client probably isn't going to gain the information they're looking for from that content.
Hey there, you're listening to the Priority Pursuit Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners and leaders define, maintain, and pursue both their personal and business priorities so that they can build lives and businesses that they love. I'm your host, Victoria Rayburn, and today I am being joined by our content director, Angel Toby, to discuss how to write website copy for your small business. In fact, Angel is going to walk us through how to write the copy for your home, service, and about pages step by step, section by section, and in a way that showcases your brand story on your website. So whether you're working on a new website and have zero idea what words to include on your site, or your current site just isn't performing as well as it should be, and your copy doesn't seem to be speaking to your ideal client, this is an episode you do not want to miss. Angel, I am so excited for this episode. Welcome back to the show.
So am I. It's good to be back.
No, Angel, before we dive into all things web copy, please introduce yourself and tell us how you serve small businesses in your role at Tree Frog.
Well, I'm Angel Toby, Tree Frog Marketing's content director. At Tree Frog, I oversee all the copy our agency produces for our clients. So in other words, I oversee all the words that go onto websites, blog posts, social media, ads, and anything with written communication.
Guys, now this is just for the record. This is a fraction of what Angel does. If you own or are part of a small business, you know that talented people are often asked to wear a lot of hats, and Angel is certainly super talented. For example, nobody can lip sync for reels as well or as efficiently as she can. So we take advantage of that regularly. I mean, check us out at Tree Frog Marketing on Instagram to see exactly what I mean. But anyway, Angel, in case we are losing some listeners by using marketing jargon that they aren't familiar with, let's start with a definition. What is web copy?
So web copy, when we talk about web copy, we're referring to words on our website pages. So this includes the headlines, subheadings, call to action, and any other text on your pages. As a note though, web copy is different from blog copy. So even though your blogs do end up going on your website, they're actually a separate part of your content strategy.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. I'm glad that you brought that up. But yeah, so basically web copy is simply the words on your website. So got it. Now, I think it's safe to say that a lot of small businesses focus more on web design than on web copy, which we know at Tree Frog is a huge mistake. So with this in mind, why does web copy matter? And why is it important to write your web copy before you start web design? I know this is something you have to like inform our clients about all the time. Yes. When they get really excited about like having something pretty. I'm like, no, we have to do the words first.
That's why I'm so glad we're talking about this, because we often see small businesses try to both write their website and design their website at the same time. Mm-hmm. But we know that copy needs to come first, because ultimately copy is what's going to drive design. So you can have that beautifully designed website, but without strategic content as the backbone, your website isn't going to work properly as a marketing tool. So as important as layout and color and all the pretty design elements are, copy is what's going to convert and what will guide your website users to do work with you. So it's important to develop your web copy before you're designing your website, because design can enhance your messaging and not take away from it.
Oh, amen to all of that. So now, Angel, let's talk processes. When you go to write a website, what information are you sure to collect before you actually begin writing? And I think people will be super interested to have this, because, you know, most people, they open up like a Google Doc or whatever, and they just have this blinking cursor staring at them. And they're like, oh, shoot, I have no idea. But when you know, I know that like with your process, when you have a bunch of information up front, you're good to go and ready to get started. So yeah, tell us all the things. What information are you sure to collect before you actually begin writing? Yeah.
That's exactly right. I feel like a website is just so much content that it can be really overwhelming. So it's important to have all of those things you need before you start. And the very first thing that members of the content team would do before they write any piece of content is make sure that they have the client's marketing guiding statements. So when it comes to web writing, your marketing guiding statements do just what they say. They guide the writing and messaging process as you create copy for your website. In fact, a lot of the web writing process is strategically placing those marketing guiding statements. So we're sure to have those in hand and review them before we even get started. And then another important piece of the web writing puzzle is the web plan and keywords document. So for a web writer, the web plan functions as a sort of outline that tells us which pages need to be included in the website. And along with each of those pages, the strategic keywords that are found during the SEO planning phase will be listed in there. So as a writer, it's completely crucial for us to have these before we start writing, because each keyword will need to be included in your web copy. So without them, you won't be able to create copy that is SEO optimized. And if you have no idea what I mean by web plan and keyword document, those are some industry phrases, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to episode 104, How to Build a Lead Generating Website. Because in that episode, we break down every piece of building a website, including all the things you need to complete before writing even begins. And then there are just a couple other miscellaneous items we collect from clients before starting the web writing process, including contact information for contact forms, specific service or product information they want to include, and then any past web copy for reference if it's relevant. And every website's different, so there might be some items and information you might need throughout the process, but having your marketing guiding statements and web plan and keyword document in hand will be crucial to getting started.
And, you know, Angel is always so, so prepared. So yes, she always has all the things before she sits down. But Angel, honestly, when you think about it, I mean, we talk about this in the office all the time, but it's crazy how much your marketing guiding statements can help you like write your web copy and like really any other copy for that matter. So guys, if you're listening and you have yet to write your marketing guiding statements, please take the time to determine your guiding statements before investing in or working on another marketing task or project, including writing your web copy. And if you'd like a step-by-step help for writing your marketing guiding statements, go to treefrogmarketing.com/marketing-guiding-statements, all one word. By the end of this free mini course, you are going to know exactly what to say to convert your prospects into paying customers on your website, on social media, and in nearly any and all situations. Again, visit treefrogmarketing.com/marketing-guiding-statements to access the mini course, or simply visit the link in the show notes. Please, again, please do this. You're going to save yourself so yes. much more time. Okay. We like talk about marketing guiding statements on the podcast all the time. So I'm going to stay off of that soapbox for now and stick with web copy. But Angel, let's get into the fun stuff. You graciously joined us on the show to discuss exactly how to write home, service, and about pages. So let's start with the homepage. How do you write an effective homepage for a website?
This is going to be fun. I love talking about this stuff, so I hope you listeners are half as excited as I am. But anyway, at Tree Frog, we use the Story Brand framework to create content because we know that storytelling is the best way to strategically reach our audience and drive them to do what we want them to do. I mean, did you know that people are 22 times more likely to remember your small business when you make your marketing into a story? So that's a big reason why we do it this way. That being said, there is a great formula for developing the story on your website's homepage, which includes the following sections: header, problems and stakes, value proposition, guide, services, testimonials, plan, explanatory paragraph, and lead generator. Now, if you've been listening to our other episodes, like Victoria said, we do talk about the marketing guiding statements a lot. So especially if you've listened to our marketing guiding statements series, you'll recognize some of these sections that you might look familiar, because they're exactly what's included in your marketing guiding statements, which is why developing your marketing guiding statements and your messaging before you start writing is not only crucial for strategy, it also makes your life much, much easier when you go write your website. So again, don't forget to visit the link in the show notes to access the Marketing Guiding Statements mini course. It'll help a lot, trust me. But for now, let's break down each of the homepage sections so you have a better idea of what needs to be included in each of those. So first, there's the header. So when prospective customers come to your website, you have less than 5 seconds to help them understand exactly what you offer. So starting your homepage off with a simple and clear header is crucial. With a clear header, visitors will immediately know if you offer what they're looking for and if you can help them. With this immediate validation, they will be much more likely to continue browsing your website and do business with you. For example, I have a couple of great headers. They would sound something like this: the most reliable plumbers in Lafayette, Indiana, plan the perfect Midwest wedding, a new home on time and on budget. So as you can see from those examples, your header is not the time to be cute or abstract in any way, because if your visitor's attention isn't grabbed quickly and they don't understand what you offer, they're not going to stick around and hang out on your website. Mm-hmm. So you'll also want to include here a call to action button in your header. This will be something that after you've captured their attention with that great headline, your visitor can easily click on and do what they want, what you want them to do, like schedule a consultation, buy now, contact us, things like that. And then after that, your first section after your header, you need to focus on your ideal customer's problems and the stakes that are included if they don't solve that problem. So this is the place to highlight the struggle your ideal customer is facing in relation to your product or service, and the negative outcome your ideal customers will face if they don't invest in your product or services. For example, the problem and stakes for a professional handyman service might be most people don't have the time or expertise to complete small home improvement projects, which increases the risk of being burned by contractor no-shows, poor workmanship, damage to your home, or sneaking pricey models. So this is a great example because it clearly lays out the problem the ideal customer is facing, and then also lays out the negative outcome that will occur if the customer doesn't use the client's service. So this is a great thing about this section too, is that this information can be pulled straight from your marketing guiding statements.
And guys, I guess I would just throw in here really quick too, like again, do the marketing guiding statements mini course, go through all the things, but some people are probably listening to this and thinking like, oh my goodness, like I solve, you know, a first world problem. Like it's not going to sound that detrimental. It is okay if you solve a first world problem. It is still a problem. There's still something that people want. So don't get hung up on this. But yes, anyway, ready for the next section, Angel. So excited.
That's exactly right. I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, to be effective, your homepage also needs to include a value proposition section. But this is just simply a clear list of what your customers are going to receive when they invest in your services. This list, however, must be presented in a way that helps potential customers see the value in working with you and shows them how to solve their most challenging problems. So basically, this is the time where you'll answer the big questions of what's in it for me and why should I choose this business's solution over another? Whatever the answer is, you can simply put this into a bulleted list that's easy for your visitors to take in and understand.
Angel, I promise I'm not going to like interject. No, you're fine. Section that you put in here, I swear. But this, guys, I feel like a lot of times it seems like, oh, like this is this obvious thing that maybe you're going to put in there like a bullet list of what your package is or product or all the things include. But this section is super crucial just in that usually when people are comparing products and services, they're opening about three to five websites to compare what their options are. We talk all the time about the importance of clarity. If somebody comes to your website and they can very quickly see a list of exactly what they're going to get and see the value behind that, they're going to be so much more likely to work with you as opposed to other businesses who don't detail that information, who don't make it very clear. So yes, your value proposition, super, super important aspect of your website.
Yes, totally, totally agree.
Many small businesses don't have an effective marketing strategy, and because of this, they try one tactic after another without seeing results. This not only prevents consistent business growth, it makes managing marketing efforts more difficult than it should be. As a marketing agency for small businesses, we understand how frustrating it can be when hard work doesn't deliver the results that you want. Because of this, TreeFrog has developed a proven four-step marketing system that will help any small business grow. On our website, you can also schedule a 30-minute discovery call to discuss working with TreeFrog to build a marketing strategy that will allow your small business to finally see the growth you've been working so hard to achieve. Do you ever get frustrated when you have to wait weeks for your web designer to make a simple change to your website? Is your current website so slow that it's hurting your SEO? Or do you wish designing a web page was easier? If so, you have to try Showit. It's a drag and drop website platform that provides complete creative freedom over the layout and design of your website. So whether you're looking to DIY your site with a Showit template or work with a professional designer, Showit is the perfect web builder for small businesses. As an agency, we build many of our clients' websites with Showit because it gives our designers the freedom to build strategic, visually on-brand websites rather than being forced to use a specific layout like you are with other website builders. And it comes with robust servers, meaning Showit websites are exceptionally fast, even if you're a photographer with lots of images on your site. And it's easy for our clients to use. While we are always happy to make website changes, things can change fast in small businesses. And sometimes our clients need to be able to easily update a thing or two on their own websites. So we love Show It so much that we want to give you an opportunity to try our favorite web builder for free. Whether you like to try Show It or you're already convinced that it's the right web builder for you, visit treefrogmarketing.com/show it to receive 1 free month of Show It. Again, visit treefrogmarketing.com/show it to try Show It for free, and so that you can have a website that is easy to use but works as hard as you do.
And then after that, next up is your guide section. So remember, your ideal client is the hero and you're the guide. So the guide section needs to be written to show how you'll support and lead your customers to a solution to their problem. To do this, you'll have to show that you empathize with your customer's problem, and that you have the authority to actually help them find a solution to that problem. So let's continue with using the professional handyman service as an example. Their guide section might sound something like this. We know it can feel like a leap of faith to hire a handyman, especially if you become burned, if you've been burned before by no-shows, poor workmanship, damage to your home, or sneaky pricing models. Because of this, we've spent a lot of time building a professional handyman division that provides a worry-free experience when it comes to workmanship, fair pricing, and your safety. This guide section clearly hits on important pain points, like needing to get jobs done around the house, but also the worry associated with hiring a contractor. So it does that, and then it positions the business as the guide to help the customer or the hero of your story solve the problem. Again, this is another section that can be lifted straight out of your marketing guiding statements if they're completed before you start writing. And then after covering the problems and stakes, value proposition, and the guide sections, you'll want to move on to listing your services and products on your homepage. So this section is a great place to hit on your customers' pain points again, as you list the products and services and how they're going to help your how they're going to help them solve a problem. So be sure to keep this section clean and easy to read. The homepage is not where you need to list every single detail about each product and service, because it'll overwhelm your website visitors, especially if all that info is on the homepage. Instead, just provide some important points about each product or service and give your website visitors the opportunity to learn more by linking to individual service or product pages, which we'll talk about how to write those in a little bit. And then the testimonial section, that's where you get to build your authority and help potential customers actually trust that you know what you're doing, right? So you'll choose a few great testimonials from happy clients that showcase what's most important to your ideal client. So what I mean by that is, if a great customer experience is really, really important to your ideal client, you should include at least one testimonial that'll emphasize the ease of the buying process. Or if quick delivery is really high on your ideal client's priority list, then you should find a customer testimonial that specifically highlights how quickly they're going to receive the product or service. So those are really important to really think about, how your testimonials are going to help lead your ideal client to realizing that you're the best solution for their problem. Next, your website needs to include a three-step plan that helps your audience understand exactly how easy it is to work with you and how to work with you. So, and you might be asking, why do we use three steps? And that's simply just because the brain likes three steps. It's easier to process that way. Most people just like that quick three-step process to understand how they can work with you. So while there might be tons of things going on behind the scenes, giving prospective customers just a three-step plan to follow makes the process seem so much more less daunting and will result in you earning more leads eventually. And then after detailing that three-step plan, you can start on your explanatory paragraph. This section is for an opportunity for you to get to write a longer explanation about why people should do business with you. And it's a great addition to your homepage, especially for prospects that are really interested in wanting to learn more. This section can be around 400 words, so bigger than the other sections. Just remember to orient it towards the needs and pain points of your prospects. And I'm not going to take up your time by reading an entire explanatory paragraph. But if you want to go to treefrogmarketing.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of our homepage, you'll find a section with multiple paragraphs. That's our explanatory paragraph, and you're more than welcome to use that as an example. And then ideally, you'll also want to have lead generating content for the next section. For example, when we say lead generating content, we mean things like an informational download or a product discount or any other means of capturing email addresses. So if your website visitors aren't ready to make a purchase from you right away, having a lead generator will allow you to collect prospects' contact information, enter them into your sales funnel, and we'll go over sales funnels in a later episode, and keep the conversation going through those emails. And that wraps up the sections that you need on your homepage. But as a note, each section will likely need a call to action button that directly takes the visitors to the next step in their journey. So that could be scheduling a consultation, buying a product or service, or doing whatever it is you want them to do. Remember, we want to make it as easy as possible for our ideal customers to work with us. So to do this, you want to, one, have several CTA buttons throughout your homepage and in the upper right-hand corner of your website. And two, use the same CTA. If every button that your website has gives your visitors a different instruction and takes them to a different webpage, you're only going to confuse them and lose them. So instead, use the same CTA over and over again throughout the homepage. And if you need an example, you can go back to our website, treefrogmarketing.com. Our CTA is schedule a discovery call, and you'll quickly notice the buttons all over the homepage saying exactly that.
Oh, so good. So Angel, I feel like you just helped so many listeners. I mean, small businesses ask us all the time what they should put on their websites, especially their homepages. It's just such a daunting task, and you just made it so simple. So thank you so much. So if you don't mind, let's move on to talking about service pages. How do you write a service page?
Of course. So the process for writing internal service pages is pretty similar to how we write a homepage. Mm-hmm. You'll actually just use the same sections, but instead of talking about services as a whole, you'll make each page about how that specific product or service will help solve your ideal customer's problem. And before we move on to the other pages, talking about other pages, I just do want to clarify one thing. The items we discussed are proven to be effective. We use this exact format to build websites for our clients and have seen its effectiveness in action. And StoryBrand has used this framework to help thousands of businesses, both big and small. That said, the elements we discussed aren't always the only pieces you want on your website. For example, your business might need to add a gallery section to showcase mm-hmm. your work, something like that. Don't add so much information that you overwhelm your prospects, but do feel free to make additions or adjustments to ensure that your website is serving your ideal client well, because that's really the most important thing.
Oh, yes. So homepages and service pages have a very similar process. And this makes sense considering sometimes you'll want to share a link to a specific service page rather than your homepage, so prospects can quickly find the information they need and still be taken through this highly effective formula. So guys, if you need to hit rewind and use the same format as from the homepage for your service pages, just make sure it's specific to your service or product. Okay, Angel, last but not least, how do you write an about page? Now, I think it's safe to say that this is something a lot of small businesses struggle with, especially considering we regularly tell them not to make themselves the hero of their marketing. So they get to their about pages and they're like, okay, if it's not really about me, like what the heck do I write about?
Yeah, for sure. It can be difficult to focus yourself as the guide instead of the hero, especially mm-hmm. on a page that's about you. But that's what we see a lot of small businesses do, is make the mistake of writing their about page only about themselves instead mm-hmm. of how their business can actually help serve and help their ideal client. So while your staff member's favorite colors or like a super detailed origin story might be really important to you, your ideal client probably isn't going to gain the information they're looking for from that content. So instead, try focusing on creating content or copy that shows how your business is equipped to guide your ideal client to finding a solution to their problem. You can still share your story and feature your amazing staff. Just make sure that it's in a way that showcases the authority and capabilities of your business. So mm-hmm. in other words, your about page shouldn't be about you. It should be about how you can help solve your ideal client's problems. That being said, there are a few things that should be included on your about page, and these include your why. So basically what you provide, who you serve, how you help solve a problem, and why you do what you do. By the way, this can also be taken directly from your marketing guiding statements. Hint, hint. Make sure you go write those first. and then also the relevant parts of your company story are super important. This is a great way to display your company's progress and also show authority. And then you should also include your company's values. So especially just like the testimonials, you should especially include your values that appeal to your ideal customer. These things might be like describing your company's culture or what drives you to do business will help your ideal customer really connect with your business.
Oh, Well, guys, there you have it. Thanks to Angel, you now know exactly how to write your home service and about pages. Angel, thank you so much. And Angel, before we wrap up this episode, just so we can set listeners up for success, may I ask, what are some of the most common web copy mistakes small businesses make so our listeners can avoid them?
So there are two big web writing mistakes that come to mind that we often see small businesses make, which are not including the right information and then going the opposite way, including way, way too much information. So when it comes to including the right information, it's important to keep in mind exactly what your ideal audience wants and needs to know about doing business with you. So if a prospective customer comes to your website and they can't find answers and to their questions, such as cost or how they can work with you, they're practically guaranteed to leave your site without making a purchase, scheduling a consultation, or doing whatever it is you want them to do because you failed to give them the information they were looking for. So to avoid this mistake, just be sure you understand what your customer is looking for and what questions they'll need answered before they'll do work with you. So your marketing guiding statements, again, will be a big help during this process because they outline exactly what problems your ideal client is facing and how you can help them solve their problems. Then once you have that right information to put on your website, be sure to edit your copy to include only the most important information. If you don't make it as concise as and easy as easy as possible to follow, you'll run into the second biggest mistake we mentioned, which is adding way too much information, This can happen. Everybody loves talking about their passions and their business, right? But too much information on your site is bound to overwhelm your website visitors, which will cause them to leave and also not do business with you. So you just want to make sure that you've included the right information, but more often than not, less copy will lead to bigger results. So be sure to include only the most important information your potential clients will need. And like I mentioned before, your ideal clients likely don't need to know every little detail, like what every member of your team's favorite color is on your about page, or how you used to offer X product and now you offer Z product. The most strategic thing you can do is just to make sure that your web copy strictly includes the information that's pertinent to your ideal client.
Oh. Okay, so Angel, with that answer in mind, and in case anyone listening is now nervous about writing their web copy, I have to ask, can small businesses realistically write their own website copy?
That is a great question. As you can tell just from our discussion, writing web copy for a whole website well, it has a lot of moving parts and it can take quite a bit of time. At TreeFrog, every website copy document is touched at least by a minimum of 3 copywriting and strategy pros that have specific skill sets. So, I mean, it takes quite a bit of work. Mm-hmm. So the question is, can you as a small business write your own website? I would say yes, but if you or your team don't already have the skill sets or experience needed to create clear messaging, write grammatically and professionally, or understand how to properly include SEO and keywords in your copy, learning even the basics of those will take hours of your time. And as a small business leader, I'm sure you know your time is very valuable. So writing the copy for your website likely isn't the best use of your time, considering those hours can be spent focusing on money-making aspects of your business or even life outside of the office.
Oh, so good. So yes, you can write your own website copy. However, it's a skill and an art that takes a lot of knowledge to do well. And in case, guys, you're listening to this episode and thinking, there is just no way I have time for all of that, or I really hate writing and that's not how I want to spend my time, please know that at TreeFrog, professional web copy development is included in all of our website packages. And we are even happy to just create your web plan and write your web copy using the StoryBrand framework, meaning we would come up with a strategy and write the copy, like literally in a Google Doc for you. But then you could have your site designed elsewhere if that is something that works better for your budget. But if you'd like to learn more, please visit treefrogmarketing.com to schedule a discovery call. Angel, again, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show, being TreeFrog's copy and grammar queen, being incredible at lip syncing for Instagram Reels, still forever impressed, and for making web copy writing so approachable for our listeners.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. You know, I could nerd out about web copy for hours and hours, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, we are definitely going to have you back on the show soon to do even more of that.
Awesome.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Priority Pursuit. If you use any of Angel's website copywriting tips and tricks, please let us know by sending us a link to your website via Instagram. You can find us at Tree Frog Marketing. We would just love to see what you are up to. Please know we are always rooting for your small business. And if you enjoyed this episode, we hope you'll take a moment to share it with your small business friends, to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and that you'll join us next week for even more marketing, boundary, and priority-driven tactics you can use to build a life and business that you love.